I'm Tanya Mosley for KULW. Today, part three of Black in Seattle, the Black Male Experience. On a political map, Seattle is a blue dot, very liberal. But it's not always a welcoming city for Black men. The kinds of interactions that are documented and make the headlines are only part of it, like racial profiling and discrimination. Black men of all walks of life often go through their days feeling that they are feared. We hear from four of them who live right here in the Seattle area.
I'd have to go in almost with the intention of showing that I am peaceful, I am happy, that I am not really here to cause any sort of trouble. I am Tariq Sahali. I am 36 years old, and I live in Bremerton. If there was one thing I would have to or want people to know about me, it would be that I am far more than my appearance. And I've gone to great lengths to make sure that my appearance is not in any sort of stereotypical fashion. My hair, my clothes, the way I walk down the street, the whole nine. I change my disposition, I change the tone in my voice, the way that I'm standing, almost everything. Where do I get to use my nice face? Where do I get to use my mean face? I have to decide that. It's stressful. It's unnecessarily stressful when you can go from, say, the central area where there's supposed to be some of everybody to crossing over Madison. You go to a different restaurant and all of a sudden the vibe has changed and you might not be as welcome as you were just across the street.
My name is Sean Hatfield and I'm from Seattle, Washington. I grew up down in Madison Valley for probably 20 years. Two weekends ago, I was down there with my son to show him where I used to live at. And I stopped my car in front of my old home, and the people came outside and asked me, was I lost? Did I need directions? And I explained to them that I lived in that house that you reside in for over 20 years. I just want to show my son where I lived at. And then another neighbor walked up and asked, was they okay? And she explained to him that, well, he used to live here, but he's on his way out of here. I just didn't understand what was the reason for her to come out and see what I was doing, and why did her neighbor ask, was she okay? So it kind of disappointed me. I remember on 23rd and Union, I was waiting for the bus to go to work one day, and the police officer stopped me and made me take off my shoes, went through my pockets and everything, and told me, don't catch the bus here no more because this is a high drug area. And I said, well, I live right down the street. He said, I don't care. So, you know, in 2000, I would think that things would change, but not much.
You sound so matter-of-fact about it all.
Because it's the truth. You know, if you lived it, you know it.
I am Anthony Ray, a.k.a. Sir Mix-a-Lot, born and raised in C-Town. I lived in every project there was except Yesler Terrace. I was coming home from Redmond Town Center. I come home, I get off Highway 18, I'm in a bright orange Lamborghini, and I stop right at the Green River. And there's about six cops sitting on the other side. I didn't think anything about it. I actually waved at them. And they all turned around and followed me. We're in a 45, I'm doing about 35. So I pull in to a spot. I roll down my window and the guy walks up, hand on his gun, standing back and yelling. And he said, put your hands outside of the car and open the door. I said, I can't put my hands outside of the car in a Lambo to open the door. I have to reach down to open the door, and I'm not going to do it. So he reaches in, he opens my door, and he takes me out, puts me in cuffs, and searches my car. I'm going to have dope in a Lamborghini, right? Told me I was going to jail, but he still didn't tell me what he pulled me over for. And some kids, white kids, thank God, pulled over. They said, yo, Mix, what's up, dude? I said, film this. I'm sitting there in cuffs. I said, film this. Make sure you film this. Put it on YouTube. So another cop pulls up going the other way, and she takes the guy and gets in the car. And the guy comes out, and he's on his walkie-talkie, and he's trying to make sure I hear him. Yeah, everything's all right. It was a blah, blah, blah. And now I'm supposed to be happy. I think he wanted me to say thank you. Then he tried to talk to me about fishing and all this. That was the most condescending feeling I ever had in my adult life. What if I wouldn't mix a lot? What if I was just a black guy that was wearing my sweatsuit and driving a car? Those kids wouldn't have walked up and go, yo, Mix. I'd have been in jail.
So the first piece of advice I would give a son, I don't care where you live, is if you're put over by the police, put your hand on the wheel and don't make any, and announce all your movements. My name is David Shepherd. I am the Regional Inspector General for the U.S. Department of Commerce. I am a father and a husband. I was on my way to my office one day. This was about, I don't know, about 5-6 years ago. And I had my suit on. I'm dressed, you know, halfway decent, I guess. And this guy walking toward me just blurted out, you know, the N-word, right? And it caught me off guard. And I said, you know, and it was a guy that came out, was coming out of the building, who sort of jumped to my defense, if for lack of a better term. And then it happened again, like 2 years later, so about 2 years ago, at a restaurant. And I was sitting at the bar by myself eating lunch, and this guy was walking behind me and did the same thing. And so, you know, the waiter or whatever came to my defense. So in both instances, you know, someone local here came to my defense, and it didn't really impact my view of myself. Or so if anything, I made me feel sorry for the guy and his ignorance. It'd be nice if we get to the point where you can just be a man, you know, and regardless of where you come from. But that's just not our reality, I don't think, yet.
Have you ever witnessed these types of experiences or gone through them yourself? Join in the discussion on Twitter, #BlackInSeattle. Next time, the single Black woman looking for love in Seattle. For KUOW, I'm Tanya Mosley.
Funding for Black in Seattle was provided by the KUOW Program Venture Fund. Contributors include Paul and Loria Hearn and the KUOW Board of Directors. To hear stories from our series or to learn more about the Program Venture Fund, go to KUOW.org.